Just we know that Parshas Korach contains the really tragic episode of the rebellion of Korach. Just again, assuming that we follow the straight chronology of the Parshios of the Torah, so in the aftermath of the Chet Meraglim, the morale in Klal Yisrael, as one could imagine, is exceptionally low. Korach takes advantage of this wave of negativity to launch his own rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, I mentioned in a different shir that this must have been bubbling up inside of him for a very long time, but he sees his opportunity now to strike out against Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, amazingly enough, to his credit, even though, again, he could have lost it on them, he does not initially, and he tries to reason with Korach, with Dasan and Abiram, and he tries to go ahead and hopefully try to engage them in a dialogue. So the Pasuk says, Vayishlach Moshe, this is in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayishlach Moshe likro l'dasan v'la Abiram b'nei Aliyav. So Moshe Rabbeinu calls out to Dasan and Abiram, the sons of Aliyav, and he called, meaning, why does he call out to them? He wants to make shalom to them. He says, come to me, let's discuss this, let's talk. And they say, Vayomru, lo na'ala. We'll say ridiculous chutzpah. They don't even show. Imagine this, the Gadol Hador invites you, tells you, I'd like to have a little conversation, and you say, I'm not coming. Incredible chutzpah, lo na'ala. In other words, that they're not even willing to be goyim. They're not even willing to like acknowledge Moshe. They're not even willing to dialogue. We're not coming to you. So we'll say, listen to this. So the Rebbe, Simcha Bono Pshischa, asks a very fascinating question. He says, Mipnei ma lo ala bidei Moshe Rabbeinu, Lahashkin Shalom Lamachane Yisrael. So the Rebbe asks such a fascinating question. He says, why was Moshe Rabbeinu unsuccessful? Meaning, why is it that he was unable to make Shalom within the ranks of Klal Yisrael? So we'll say this. So the Pashat answer is what? The Pashat answer is that in order to make peace, what do you need? You need a partner in peace. Right? And if the other side are just simply not interested in Shalom, there's nothing to talk about. What do you want to do? So that's the convention. So no. See, it's interesting. I never saw someone ask this question before. Meaning, the Rebbe is asking a kasha Moshe Rabbeinu. Why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu able to make Shalom within the ranks of Klal Yisrael? No one asked this question. Because the answer is, it's not a kashan Moshe, it's kashan Korach, it's kashan Asana Aviram. But the Rebbe feels that still, a Moshe Rabbeinu Avosai, who has the ability to do anything, why could he not make shalom within the ranks of Klal Yisrael? So the Rebbe says, get ready for this. Mipnei shemoshe lo hitriach es atzmo, lovo elehem, ulishadlam bedivrei pios veritzui. Because Moshe Rabbeinu did not expend the effort to go to them and to try to dialogue with peace. Ela yashav ba'ohel, v'shalach likro osam sheyavo'u elav. But rather, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu called for them to come to him. He didn't go to them. He called for them to come to him. Lachin yarat handerech l'neged ha'shalom. It says there was something profoundly amazing. Moshe Rabbeinu was unsuccessful in making shalom with the ranks of Klal Yisrael, because he waited for the disputants to come to him, because he called Dasan Abiram to come to him. And the Rebbe says something incredibly amazing. If you want shalom in life, you can't wait for it to come to you. You have to run after it. And I will say, this is the part that Rebbe says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It's amazing. What does the Mishnah say? Hevi mitalmidav shel Aaron. If you notice again, the Mishnah doesn't tell us to be the students of Moshe Rabbeinu. It tells us to be the students, even though Moshe is known as Moshe Rabbeinu. It tells us, rather, it says, Hevi mitalmidav shel Aaron, Oev Shalom. Well, Moshe is Oev Shalom also, but here's the net, Rodev Shalom. The difference between the two brothers of Ozai is that both of them loved peace. The difference, says Rebbe Pshischa, is that, and again, this has to do with much more also about personality traits, is that Aaron HaKohen ran after peace. He ran after it. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu called Shalom to him. Says the Rebbe something so profound. And Rebbe said, this is not faulting Moshe. I want to be clear. This is just a difference in personality. But the Torah of Dosha is teaching us a lesson that if you want peace in life, you want shalom in life, ultimately, again, you have to run after it. If you're expecting those with whom you have fallouts or those with whom you have disagreements to show up at your doorstep and make peace, ain't going to happen, as they say. But if you really want shalom in life, you have to be willing to run after it. And we'll say it's not just shalom. What the Rebbe is also teaching us in general is if you want to accomplish anything in life, you have to run after your accomplishments. Don't wait for your accomplishments to show up for you. I'll say so many of us go through life knowing things that we want to do, knowing things we want to accomplish, and we're waiting. We're waiting, right? I'm waiting for this person to do this, and I'm waiting for this one to do that, and I'm waiting for this to come here, and I'm waiting for this to come there. And I will say, there are people in Nebuch that spend with the most beautiful plans and beautiful aspirations, who spend their lives waiting for stuff to come to their doorstep. They're waiting for people or for things or for events to show up at their tent. And the Rebbe teaches us an incredible yisod in life. If you wait, the only thing that happens is waiting, or more waiting, and more waiting. If you want the things in life, Rebbe will say, whether it's shalom, or whether it's accomplishments, or whether it's the actualization of your life aspirations, don't wait for it to come to you. It's having me, Talmid of Sha'aron, unfortunately not Talmid of Shamoshe, but ultimately again, whatever you want in life, shalom or anything else, find the koach ultimately again to be a rode after it.
Double tie Friday.